الحمد لله ما رضى الله تعالى عنا وعافانا وعافانا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله بسم الله اللهم رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والدرجة فيها بعض مقامه
Thank you. سنفرغ لكم أيها الثقلان.
سنفرغ لكم.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟
يا معشر الجن والإنس إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا.
يا معشر الجن والإنس إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا
لا تنفذون
إلا بسلطان.
لا تنفذون
إلا بسلطان.
لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان.
لا تنفذون
إلا
بسلطان.
Bring all the stuff from there. Bring all the stuff from there.
Sure, listen. Look at your brother.
That's a bit too heavy.
Huh? Again?
Hakim.
Why are they?
Yeah, Hakim.
Need the need the heavy boxes. Need the boxes.
Oh.
Bring all this. Look, all this wood and all.
What you have to do is open it in the corner. Yeah, the answer is still to you. Asan, open the door.
Sade.
Go sit down. Go sit down in your spot. If there's any help, you go help one
of us. We don't. It's always not. They might be going down. I don't know if they go down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you came again! I'm going to take you in the kitchen now. Wait. Wait now. How are you? You good? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, style, yes.
Omar, what's his name?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. So, istaqimu wa'tadilu. You read the hadith after. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لقد صدق الله رسوله الرؤيا بالحق لتدخلن المسجد الحرام مسجد الحرام إن شاء الله آمنين محلقين رؤوسكم ومقصرين لا تخافون فعلم ما لم تعلموا فجعل من دون ذلك فتحا قريبا هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم
رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين كلا والقمر والليل إذا أدبر والصبح إذا أسفر إنها لإحدى الكبر نذيرا للبشر لمن شاء منكم أن يتقدم أو يتأخر كل نفس بما كسبت رهنة إلا أصحاب اليمين في جنات يتساءلون عن المجرمين ما سلقكم في سقر قالوا لم نك من المصلين ولم نك نطعم المسكين وكنا نخوض مع الخائضين وكنا نكذب بيوم الدين حتى أتانا اليقين فما تنفعهم الشفاعة الشافعين فما لهم عن التذكرة معرضين كأنهم حمر مستنفرة فرت من قسورة بل يريد كل امرئ منهم أن يؤتى صحفا منشرة كلا بل لا يخافون الآخرة كلا إنه تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره وما يذكرون إلا أن يشاء الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما يدخل من يشاء في رحمته والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
ما شاء الله. Very good.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "On the Day of Judgment, and a man who acquired knowledge and taught others and read Quran, he will be brought and Allah will remind him of his blessings and he will acknowledge them. He will say, 'What did you do with them?' He will say, 'I acquired knowledge and taught others and read the Quran for your sake.' He will say, 'You lied. You acquired knowledge so that it will be said that you are a scholar, and you read Quran so that it will be said that you are a reciter.' And it was said, then he will order that he be dragged on his face and thrown into the fire." Hadith number 19.
Ji, mashallah.
And similarly, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever says something about the Quran without knowledge, then let him take his seat in the fire."
Allah. Ji, see, the hadith is very clear and cut, right? So this is why it's very important for us to learn the Quran and then try to understand the Quran. Read the Quran also with the tarjuma as well. Sometimes when shuyukh or imam, when they do tafsir of the Quran, we should sit in that majlis and we should try and learn the tafsir of the Quran. It's very, very important. There are, you know, translation nowadays in all languages, English, Urdu, all languages you can find. Even at least try and read few ayah of the Quran with the translation. So at least you know. I advise people that we on a daily regular basis we read surahs, the last surahs, last 20, 10, 15, whatever we have learned, and we know we should try and learn those surahs
with the meaning. So at least when we recite, for example, Surah Ikhlas, so we know we're talking, Surah Ikhlas speaks about the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Lahab, Tabbat Yada Abi Lahabin wa Tab, what was the, why Surah Lahab was revealed? What is the actual reality behind this surah? Surah Nasr, إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس, when this surah was revealed. This surah was revealed when the Prophet ﷺ, when his time was for him to demise, leave the dunya, depart from dunya. So that's why that this was the last chapter that was revealed. Then Kafirun, Surah Kafirun. Surah Kafirun speaks about when they came to negotiate with the Prophet ﷺ. He says, okay, you accept some of our condition. Then we accept some of your condition. And we come in between, and we carry on. You don't have to speak bad about our idols and all this that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got very angry, and Allah says in the Quran, Surah Kafirun, Allah never mentioned in the entire Quran, "Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, ya ayyuhal kafirun, ya ayyuhal ladina kafaru." Very light word, but ayyuhal kafirun is something very strong. Like Allah is in anger and trying to tell the Prophet ﷺ, tell this kuffar that they keep their deen with them and our deen is with us. La a'budu ma ta'budun. We will not worship what you worship. And we will not accept what you worship. So these are the things. So when you recite this, so inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, what is the kawthar? Surah Ma'un, ara'ayta alladhi yukadhibu Quraysh, Fil, Humaza, Surah Asr, all these surah, small surah. Try and understand. So when you read Surah Falak, Surah Nas, when you read, you know exactly. We are not Arab. We are Ajam. We don't understand, right? Unfortunately, the Arabic. So at least start with this surah. Try and learn the meaning, the actual translation. Start from this surah. Try and learn this. So when you read your salah, at least you know exactly what are you reading and what is the translation. And why this revelation came, and what's the actual meaning? So, inshallah, if you learn, you will enjoy your salah. And I advise everybody, if you learn 3 or 4 sentences a day in Arabic, 3 or 4 sentences or 3 or 4 words in a month, how many it will be? 120. It's not difficult to learn 3 sentences or 3 words. You will learn three. So, at least you won't understand everything, but some 50%, 60% of the Quran. Our language, mashallah, we are very fortunate that our Urdu is very close to Arabic. There are so many words in Urdu from Arabic. So we are very close, and it's very, very easy for us to learn the Arabic. So try and learn, inshallah, so we can understand the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka, wa natubu ilayk.